There's a fascinating discussion in the G'dayle Achreinim regarding the chiv incumbent on a goy to keep the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. And the question is, how far does their chiv go? Are they mechuyiv to observe the Sheva Mitzvahs even to the extent that they put themselves in a situation of a sakana? Or do we say that avada, the chiv, doesn't go that far? If we're talking about a matzav of a sakana that might arise, avada, the goy is not mechuyiv to go that far in trying to observe the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. So this is the question, and it begins with a Gemara in the Darim Daf Lamed Aleph from the Beis. Says the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yosi Chas V'Shom Shemoshe Rabbeinu Nisrashal Min Amila. We find in the Pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Mila and Mal his son in the proper time. And the Gemara says that the reason was not because he was simply lazy, he simply didn't feel up to it, he simply wasn't enough interested in fulfilling the mitzvah of Mila on his son. Rather, he felt that since he was traveling, it would be a matzav of sakana for him to go and mal his son. And because he didn't want to fulfill the mitzvah and thereby cause the child to be in a matzav of sakana, he therefore refrained from giving him the mila while on the derech. The question is as follows. And this is the question of the Re'eim, where he says that the Gemara in Yuma tells us that the source for the halacha, that a yid is only mechuyiv to put him to be mekayim a mitzvah if there's no state of danger that arises, is based on the pasuk v'chai bohem, which we learn v'chai bohem v'lo yishyamos bohem, which means that the pasuk v'chai bohem teaches us that you have to live by the mitzvahs, and if it means putting yourself in a matzav sakana, you're not mechuyiv to do so, even though you by avoiding the sakana don't fulfill the mitzvahs that are incumbent on you, because the mitzvahs only apply if you're not putting yourself in a matzav sakana. Asks the Re'eim, if so, if the entire makor that you're not mechuyev to fulfill the mitzvah even in a matzav sakana only is learnt out from the pasuk v'chai bohem, if you were to have a goy who doesn't have the pasuk of v'chai bohem, l'chayra, he would be mechuyev to fulfill his mitzvah and to keep the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, even though we're talking about putting him in himself in a matzav of sakana. So l'chayra, so too when it comes to Moshe Rabbeinu before Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, even Moshe Rabbeinu had the status ostensibly of a goy, because the pasuk of v'chai bohem wasn't said l'gabei Moshe Rabbeinu at that point. Meila, he doesn't have any makor for the halacha that you don't fulfill a mitzvah if it's going to entail some type of sakana. And the question therefore becomes, what was Moshe's justification in delaying in the mitzvah of Mila because of a sakana that might arise? L'chayra, there was no pasuk of v'chai bohem that applied to him at that time, because it was before Matan Torah, and therefore he should have observed the mitzvah of Mila in spite of the fact that it might have entailed a situation of a sakana. He should be just like a goy. A goy doesn't have the pasuk of v'chai bohem, and l'chayra that means that he has to observe the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach even when that means putting yourself in a matzav of sakana. That is the question of the Re'eim on the Gemara Nedarim Daf Lamed Aleph. So the Mishneh LaMelech is matmiya on this question of the Re'eim, and says the Mishneh LaMelech, there's a mefurish Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Dao that seems to be mavur, not like your premise. Says the Mishneh LaMelech, the Gemara has a suffix whether a ben noyach is mitzuveh to be moiser nafshoi, to be mekayim and to fulfill the mitzvahs that are incumbent on him. The Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, asks the Gemara, is a goy mitzvah to be moiser nefesh in order to observe, even though that means giving up his life? And the Gemara's maskana is that the goy is not mitzvah on Kiddush Hashem. The goy doesn't have the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, and therefore he does not have to be moiser nefesh to observe the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. Azoy shteitn Gemara, Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Dalet. If so, asks the Mishneh LaMelech, what is the taina of the Re'eim of Moshe Rabbeinu? He's incorrect. A ben noyach does not have to put himself in a matzav sakana to fulfill the mitzvahs that are incumbent on him. And therefore, since the Gemara says that he's not mitzvah on the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, and he therefore doesn't have to put himself in a matzav sakana, So even though the goy doesn't necessarily have the pasuk of the chai bohem, he still is not mechuyev to put himself in a matzav of zakana to fulfill or to observe the mitzvahs that are incumbent on him because he doesn't have the mitzvah of kiddush Hashem. That's the taina of the Mishnah Melech, and therefore he says, of course Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't put himself or his child in a matzah of sakana to fulfill the mitzvah of milah. The mitzvah of milah was a mitzvah that was referring to a person now before Matan Torah, which there was no mitzvah of chayav b'hem, there was also no mitzvah of kiddush Hashem at that point. And therefore, there was no chiyuv for him to put himself in a matzah of sakana in order to fulfill the mitzvah of milah. That's the taina of the Mishnah Melech on the kasha of their aim. Now, the Nachlas Yaakov Alotoira answers and explains how the Re'im understood that Gemara in Sanhedrin. Says the Nachlas Yaakov, Avada the Re'im knew the Gemara in Sanhedrin, which came to the conclusion that a goy doesn't have the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem and therefore is not mechuyev to put himself in a matzav of sakana in order to observe the Sheva Mitzvos B'Nei. So what was the Re'im's taina? The Re'im's taina was that the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Dalet, was clearing about a case where the goy was put against the wall and faced with the following options. Either neglect to fulfill the Sheva Mitzvos B'Nei Noach, violate the Sheva Mitzvos B'Nei Noach, kill someone, which is one of the Sheva Mitzvos B'Nei Noach, or I'm going to kill you. Does a goy have a din of Yehorik Valyava? That's the suffix of the Gemara. And the Gemara comes to the conclusion that he doesn't have the din of Yehorik Valyava. Because since he doesn't have the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, so he doesn't have to give up his life on Kiddush Hashem, and Memela, a goy does not have to give up his life in order to make sure that he observes the Sheva Mitzvos B'Noach. Now, that is talking about a case where the option is either keep this Sheva Mitzvos B'Noach or give up your life. Over there, you're vada giving up your life, and of them, says the Gemara, you're not mechuyev to vada give up your life because you don't have the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. However, says the Nachlas Yaakov, the Re'im understood as a dover poshet that since a goy and a yid, let's say, before Matan Torah, doesn't have the mitzvah of chai bohem, memela, even though he's not mechuyev to give up his life, if it means for sure giving up his life in order to fulfill the mitzvahs, because he doesn't have the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, but he still has to put himself in a matzah of at least sofik sakona in order to fulfill the mitzvahs, because he doesn't have the pasuk of v'chai b'hem. And v'chai b'hem teaches you that you don't have to enter even a state of sofik sakona in order to observe the mitzvahs. But since this person doesn't have v'chai b'hem, let's say a goy, memela, he does in fact have to enter a state of sofik sakona in order to fulfill the mitzvahs, in order to observe the Sheva Mitzvahs B'Nei Noach. Memela, just because he doesn't have the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, that just means that he doesn't have to vadai give up his life and enter a state of vadai sakono in order to observe the Sheva Mitzvos B'Nei Noach. But avada, since he doesn't have the pasuk of v'chai bohem, he still does have to enter a state of sofik sakono in order to observe the Sheva Mitzvos B'Nei Noach. That is the explanation of the Nachas Yaakov in the question of their aim. And that was the question of their aim, that Moshe Rabbeinu was now before Matan Torah, and therefore he didn't have the chiv of V'chai Bohem. He didn't have the mitzvah of V'chai Bohem. And since he didn't have the mitzvah of V'chai Bohem, L'chayra, he should have entered a state of Sofik Sakana to become the mitzvah of Milah. So why didn't he perform the mitzvah of Milah, even though it entailed putting the child in a Sofik Sakana? Now, the truth is that this question, whether or not a goy, a ben noyach, or let's say a person before Matan Torah, is mechuyev to enter a state of sofik sakana in order to observe the Sheva Mitzvos B'Nei Noach, is a machlokes achronim. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Tzadik Vav, Sivkotin Gimel, is mitzadeid that in fact a goy who doesn't have the pasuk of v'chai bohem does have to enter a state of sofik sakana in order to observe the Sheva Mitzvos B'Nei Noach. That is taka how the Minchas Chinuch is inclined to paskin, that since he doesn't have v'chai bohem, he has to enter a state of sofik sakana. I, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, daf ayin dalid, the Gemara says that you don't have a din of Yehorik Valyava, that's regarding Yehorik Valyava, which is a vabe sakana, that a goy doesn't have to enter. But A suffix sakana he does in order to observe the Sheva Mitzvahs B'Noyach. Now, according to the Nachas Yaakov, so the Reim's Kasha stands. And the Kasha is, why in fact did Moshe Rabbeinu fail to fulfill the mitzvah of Milah? L'chayre, he should have entered the state of Suffolk Sakana, it was before Matan Torah, and therefore he was like a regular Ben Noyach, and a Goy has to observe the Sheva Mitzvahs Ben Noyach, even if that means entering a matzav of a Suffolk Sakana. So there are two terutzim. The Maharal in Gor Aryeh answers the Kasha of their aim by saying, Veravadai, a Goy is not Mechuyev to be Moiser Nefesh in order to fulfill the mitzvahs that are incumbent on him. And even though there is no posik of v'chai bohem, he doesn't even have to enter a state of suffix sakana in order to observe the Sheva Mitzvahs B'Noyach. Ah, he doesn't say v'chai bohem. If we need the posik of v'chai bohem to teach that that a yid is not mechuyev to enter a state of sakana, so then why by a goy is he not mechuyev v'chai bohem? He doesn't have the posik of v'chai bohem. So the Maharal says a chiddush. He says that only by a yid who has taryag mitzvahs, who has such an abundance of mitzvahs, do we need the pasuk of v'chai bohem to teach us that he doesn't have to fulfill the mitzvah even when it comes to a state of suffix sakana. In other words, he doesn't have to enter a matzav of suffix sakana in order to fulfill the mitzvah, and that's learned out from v'chai bohem. But only a yid needs this pasuk of v'chai bohem to teach him that he's allowed to neglect the mitzvah in this case, because a yid has an abundance of mitzvahs, and therefore the havmin would be that he has to fulfill the mitzvah, even though there is a suffix sakana that is entailed in the kiyum ha-mitzvah. However, a guy who only has seven mitzvahs, he doesn't even need a posik to teach you that he doesn't have to enter a state of suffix sakana to mekayim the mitzvah. It's poshit and it's axiomatic that the guy is not mechuyev to enter a state of suffix sakana in order to mekayim one of the seven mitzvahs b'noyach. That's the shita of the Maharal. The shita of the Taz is that the posik of the Chai Bohem is not only referring to a Yid, it's also referring to a Goy. Norvos says the Taz, the Chai Bohem in reference to a Goy teaches him that it's a Rishus, and he has the option of refraining from being Mekayim, the Sheva Mitzvahs B'Noyach, in order to avoid the state of Suffolk Sakana. However, says the Taz, he's not Mechuyiv to refrain from the sakana. He's not mechuyev to refrain from the mitzvah, neglect the mitzvah. Rather, he could neglect the mitzvah. In other words, according to the Taz, v'chai bohem, in reference to the yid, teaches you that you're mechuyev to avoid the sakana. And even if that means neglecting the mitzvah, that's what you have to do in order to avoid the suffix sakana. And when it comes to a goy, the pasuk of v'chai bohem doesn't teach you that you're mechuyev to avoid the suffix sakana. Rather, it teaches you that you have the option of avoiding the suffix sakana. But if you want to enter the state of suffix sakana in order to observe the Sheva Mitzvahs B'Noyach, you as well have the option of doing so. That's the shita of the Taz. That v'chai bohem refers not just to a yid, it refers even to a goy. Just that by a goy, it only teaches you that he has the rishus of neglecting the mitzvah in order to avoid a suffix sakana, and when it comes to a yid, he's mechuyev to avoid a suffix sakana, and even if that means neglecting a mitzvah, he has to neglect the mitzvah if that means avoiding a sakana. Now, both of these achroinim are assuming that in fact a goy as well is not mechuyev to enter a suffix sakana in order to observe the Sheva Mitzvahs B'Noyach. Just that according to the Taz, we learn now from v'chai bohem, it teaches you that he has the rishus of avoiding the suffix sakana. According to the Maharal, he doesn't even need a pasuk. It's poshut that he doesn't have to enter a state of sakana because he doesn't have so many mitzvahs, and there was no havamina that he would have to enter the matzav of suffix sakana. But both according to the Taz and according to the Maharal, a goy does not have to enter a state of suffix sakana to observe the Sheva Mitzvahs B'Noyach. Now this is not like the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch and the Nachas Yaakov both understood that even though a goy is not mechuyev to give up his life to observe the Sheva Mitzvahs B'Noyach, but when it comes to a suffix sakana, he is in fact mechuyev to enter a state of suffix sakana in order to observe the Sheva Mitzvahs B'Noyach. So it turns out that it's a machlokes achronim. Like the Minchas Chinuch and the Nachas Yaakov and the Kasha of the Reim, a goy is mechuyev even to enter a state of suffix sakana in order to observe the Sheva Mitzvahs B'Noyach. And when the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Daled said that he's potter from the mitzvah of Mesiris Nefesh. That just means that he doesn't have to vaday give up his life to observe the mitzvah. Mashenkin, according to the other Achrayim, the Nesivis, the Taz, the Maral, you don't have to enter even a state of suffix sakana in order to observe the Shabbat Mitzvah Snayach, and this applies even to a Goy, and certainly to a Yid, even a Yid before Matan Tayyut.